What you about to of Dr. Brett Weinstein talking about ivermectin and Joe Rogan and his podcast and the cover-up around this. The full video is below, but I want you to listen to this little clip right here.
But in any case, Amura discovered this molecule. He sent it to a friend who was at Merck, a scientist named Campbell. They won a Nobel Prize for the discovery of the ivermectin molecule in 2015. Its initial use was in treating parasitic infections. It's very effective in treating the worm that causes river blindness, the pathogen that causes elephantitis, scabies. It's a very effective anti-parasite drug. It's extremely safe. It's on the WHO's list of essential medications. It's safe for children. It has been administered something like 4 billion times in the last four decades. It has been given away in the millions of doses by Merck in Africa. People have been on it for long periods of time. And in fact, one of the reasons that Africa may have had less severe impacts from COVID-19 is that ivermectin is widely used there to prevent parasites, and the drug appears to have a long-lasting impact. So it's an interesting molecule. It was discovered some time ago, apparently, that it has antiviral properties, and so it was tested early in the COVID-19 pandemic to see if it might work to treat humans with COVID. It turned out to have very promising evidence that it did treat humans. It was tested in tissues. It was tested at a very high dosage, which confuses people. They think that those of us who believe that ivermectin might be useful in confronting this disease are advocating those high doses, which is not the case. But in any case, there have been quite a number of studies. A wonderful meta-analysis was finally released. We had seen it in preprint version, but it was finally peer-reviewed and published this last week. It reveals that the drug, as clinicians have been telling us, those who have been using it, it's highly effective at treating people with the disease, especially if you get to them early. And it showed an 86% effectiveness as a prophylactic to prevent people from contracting COVID. And that number, 86%, is high enough to drive SARS-CoV-2 to extinction if we wished to deploy it.
First of all, the meta-analysis, is this the ivermectin for COVID-19 real-time meta-analysis of 60 studies? Or there's a bunch of meta-analysis there? Because I was really impressed by the real-time meta-analysis that keeps getting updated. I don't know if it's the same kind
the
of
paper. One at IVMmeta.com.
Well, I saw it. It's C19ivermectin.com.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is not that meta-analysis. So that is, as you say, a living meta-analysis where you can watch as evidence
rolls
in.
Which is super cool, by the way.
It's really cool, and they've got some really nice graphics that allow you to understand, well, what is the evidence? You know, it's concentrated around this level of effectiveness, et cetera. So anyway, it's a great site, well worth paying attention to. No, this was a meta-analysis. I don't know any of the authors but one. Second author is Tess Laurie of the Bird Group, Bird being a group of analysts and doctors in Britain that is playing a role similar to the FLCCC here in the U.S. So anyway, this is a meta-analysis that Tess Laurie and others did of all of the available evidence, and it's quite compelling. People can look for it on my Twitter. I will put it up, and people can find it there.
So, what?
That is just a short clip from about a one-hour interview, and it is located below, so that you can watch that. Please share this stuff with people because, again, you could really save somebody's life.